to have everybody with us this morning on a sunny day. We've got Jackie Meyer in from the Counseling and Enrichment Center here in O'Neill. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
It's morning.
Yeah, a little chilly.
And it's Friday.
Yeah.
And maybe I can get out in my garden tomorrow, but I hear it's going to rain.
Maybe snow. Monday, Sunday night, or Monday, they said.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I'm ready for spring to stick around and stay.
I should listen to you more so I know what the weather is.
Well, and here we are. It's already May 8th already. Tomorrow is Mental Health Awareness Day. Is that right?
It's the whole month is Mental Health Month,
yep.
Awareness Month, but tomorrow is Mental Health Day. And we've got a thing going before I get into what we're really talking about today is if someone dresses in a green shirt and takes a picture of themselves and puts it on our Facebook, Counseling Enrichment Center, they could be in a drawing for $20.
Oh,
so we are doing a...
Going to have 5 winners, I heard, too, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So take a picture of a green shirt with a green shirt on. And
where you're at.
Okay? Sure.
You know, so if you, wherever you're at. So this could be really fun. So I think I'm going to go take a picture of me with one of my bunnies or something.
There you go. Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
And post it to Counseling and Enrichment.
On our Facebook page. Yes.
And that's under Counseling and Enrichment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, it'll be fun.
Yeah, do that today.
I think Chrissy said we got till Monday.
Okay.
So we're going to
do it over the weekend.
Over the weekend, yes.
Maybe with Mom on Mother's Day. A good picture with everybody in your green shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
You're good.
Well, Jackie, we're obviously in a kind of a time that none of us have ever went through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just, and it's, you know, I don't care if you're 5 years old or if you're 95 years old. This has not been easy on anybody, has it, this time?
Well, here's the deal, and people don't understand this, is people, we need people.
Yes.
As babies that are born have to have human connection to survive. And, you know, we in Nebraska, you know, we think about not just now with this COVID, but we think back to the flood last year, and markets are way down, and people are really feeling down.
Yeah.
And you know what we do here in Nebraska? We handle it by ourselves.
Right.
You know how good that is? Not so well.
No.
Not so much. And here's what's happening, as I said before, is people need people. And so what we're doing today is talking about mental health. When I mention mental health awareness, what's the first thing that goes through your head? Or most people's heads? Schizophrenia, very serious mental health.
Right.
The biggest, Scott, this blew me away. I had to listen to a podcast because I was walking and nobody would talk to me on the phone. So I had to listen to a podcast. And this podcast was done before COVID. So in other words, the research that I'm talking about was done before all of what we're doing dealing with now. And it was done by a guy who was a surgeon general under Obama. And he studied something called loneliness. Loneliness kills more people than people who smoke 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow, that's an interesting statistic, yeah. Huh.
So, in other words, and we're killing each other because we're trying to do this all by ourselves.
Right.
And here's how it works. It undermines, when we're all alone and doing this all by ourselves, trying to solve the stock market stuff and all that kind of stuff, it undermines our circulatory system. In other words, it affects our heart and how our blood works in our bodies. I'm going, this is, and so it's really, really serious damage. It destroys the quality of our sleep and because we're lonely and we're trying to solve this all on our own. I have never thought about this before, and I've been a counselor for over 25 years, and I've never realized how much loneliness affects us. Have you ever thought about this before, Scott?
I mean, we're especially seeing it now. I mean, we've obviously, if you live by yourself, you're obviously not able to see too many people. Maybe you have a few quarantine friends that you've been comfortable with being around or close neighbors, which we all have. But if you've been with your family of 3 or 4 or 5, by now you're all crazy and sick of each other because you're having, that's it. I mean,
it's physiological.
I mean, that's, and you wouldn't think you'd be lonely with 3 or 4 people in your house, but not seeing your friends, not shaking your pastor's hand every Sunday at church.
Yep.
That's, it's a whole,
And it's physiological. But here's a statistic that Cigna, it's an insurance company, did some research. And they found that this could be as many as 50 to 60% of the people. And this was before COVID. Are lonely and being affected by this stuff. We need this because I said even from birth on. Humans need something called serotonin. And serotonin is the feeling good stuff, okay?
Right.
And so when we're around people, just even coming in and seeing you, a human being that I've not been around, was huge.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just being next to you. We don't even have to shake hands or whatever. Just physically being next to you builds serotonin in my body.
Just being in the room 6 feet away from somebody different.
Seriously. Yeah. And people don't think about this, including me, and I'm the therapist. They should know this. But I didn't. We need this. And so what happens if we don't have this, we seek it out. We have to get serotonin someplace. And so have you heard of freshman 15? Well, now we have the COVID 15.
Yeah. I saw somebody posted that with all this being pandemic, I'm either going to be a chunk, a hunk, or a drunk by the time it's all over.
That's true. That's true, Scott. And did you know that alcohol consumption has gone up 400%?
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
So we're seeking serotonin. We're seeking this good feeling. And it's not doing us. And this was way before COVID. This stuff was going on way before COVID, because this research was done, when this guy that wrote the podcast was during Obama's time, and that's been a few years.
Right.
So we have unhealthy methods, and people don't think, here's the other piece. We think that when we're feeling alone and I'm stuck in my house all by myself for 6 weeks. By the way, Scott, I got a text from one of my therapists that worked for me, and they said, Jackie, we're so proud of you. You haven't been late in 6 weeks.
And you were early today.
Yeah.
You're on a roll. Do I need to call them and send a note?
Send a note and congratulate me. Yeah. Anyway, we think that we're all alone in this aloneness. So we don't tell anybody else. So we don't go around and say, you know, I'm feeling really alone.
Right.
One of my therapists talked to me and she said, Jackie, how can we help anybody else when we're feeling so bad? I said, that's precisely it. Mm-hmm. We need to tell people that this is something we need to do together.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of I'm mentally ill. It's a mental health. It's a health risk, physiological. It's not just like schizophrenia, which really is a mental illness. Mm-hmm. This is something that all of us can have. And what have I got down here is there's somebody wrote in a magazine, honestly, I just get super lonely sometimes. Loneliness, I feel, is still associated with a stigma, a feeling we are ashamed and don't really talk about.
Yep.
So it's stigmatized, and it's not. It's like saying, I have a toothache. I mean, it's just something we get sometimes.
Right.
It has nothing to do with morals or whatever. It's just human.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a quick break for the birthday club.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how we can not be alone and find out that we really aren't alone and maybe how we can get past all this and live longer.
Also, one more thing. We better talk about how our kids are handling all this.
That's right. Yeah. Because it's tough on them too.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
How would you like to have your mom for a teacher Well, your kids did, probably. So, all right, stick around. We'll take a quick break for the birthday club. We'll be right back and visit with Jackie Meyer from the Counseling and Enrichment Center. And again, we are visiting with Jackie Meyer from the Counseling and Enrichment Center, talking about mental health. And, of course, loneliness is right now, I mean, I would say, you know, I think you had a statistic in there, 60% of the population are lonely. But I bet right now, that'd be 85 or 90% or more, probably.
Right.
Maybe everyone. I would. It would almost have to be everyone in some form or another.
In some form or another. And as I said, that before we get to the end of this, we at Counseling Enrichment actually do. We can see people online. We do Zoom.
Yep.
So I spend 6 to 8 hours of my day every day sitting on my recliner seeing people, which is really good because I'm getting at least some interaction, but it's not connecting. This is what I'm talking about. It's being in the same room with people and think about our kids.
Yeah.
Think about our kids who are sitting home with mom. And now, here, if you can imagine, I don't have kids because I'm sitting all by myself. But if you're in having to do homework, you're having to do your regular stuff, you know, housework and all of those kinds of things. And these kids are used to being around people. We don't, as adults, don't think about how awful it is for them.
Yeah. They're used to playing on recess with their friends or riding bikes or...
Or let's think of adolescents.
Yeah.
What do they do? Their whole life is their friends.
Right.
And now they don't have them or they can't have them. And it's just horrible for them. So what?
Think about the poor radio guys that used to celebrate High Five Friday.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, we can't do High Five Friday even right now. So.
Yeah, and it's just amazing stuff. So what I'm going to try to do today is to give parents a little bit of an idea, because parents usually want to, and I was one of them, oh, just get over it. It's going to be okay.
Right.
And it will be. But what we need to do is to help these kids feel felt. Does my mom really understand what it's really like to not have my friends? And so what we do, if you were one of my kids, I would say, so Scott, tell me, what's this like not having your friends? Now, that's a counseling statement, but parents can use it.
Right.
So what's it like, Scott, not being able to do high fives?
It's the pits. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm listening, and that's what we got to do with our kids, is listen to them and feel their pain with them. Give them a hug at that point. But not just once. But all the time. You could be busy making supper, and if you don't get the hammer right now, it's going to burn. But maybe you could turn it down quick and listen, because that's what needs to happen with these kids. They need to be listened to. And we're too busy.
Right.
Or we're too worried about our own loneliness. So we have to figure out, maybe from our kids, we could do this together. I've talked to many people, and they're saying that this time has actually been better because they're spending more time with their families and doing fun stuff and doing games. But we have to do that.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that, Scott?
Well, and like you said, I think it's, like you said, maybe playing a game, or now we got a sunny day today, maybe going on a family bike ride and driving past somebody that's home alone's house and waving at them at the window. You know, we've had a lot of people go to the nursing homes and just be able to at least see their relatives through the glass of their window in their room, which is, you know, from the outside, which is still just a human thing.
Yeah. It's connection. You can see that person.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I have to keep stressing here, this isn't just for now. A lot of times kids will walk through to the school. I've had kids tell me, I feel like I'm all alone, that nobody else is there and nobody cares. And that's not true. It's just what the kid is feeling. So as we as parents would listen and just say, hey, what's school like today? What's the best thing that happened? Listen. And people don't do that. And I'm thinking back when my kids were in school, I'm not sure I did either.
Right.
Because I was too busy being busy.
It's like somebody said, when this is all over, I'll never complain about having to wait in line at a restaurant to get to a table. I'll never complain. If there's people around and it's loud and noisy, I'm not going to complain. Some good will come out of this, believe me. But, and like you said, just the fact that families have been together now for 6 weeks or more and been putting puzzles together and doing all of that, maybe driving each other crazy. But
I think a lot of that.
Yeah, but you'll remember it. I mean, and once this is over, you'll think a little bit more about giving that high five every Friday means a little more now.
Absolutely.
Or just a touch on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. That's just it. A touch, even when you go to the grocery store. Of course, I've been wearing my mask, but even if you wave at somebody or just smile at somebody, you can't do that with a mask over your face.
Right.
But that means so much to people. And you don't have to talk to them. You can do that 6 feet away.
Yep.
It really is. And it affects you and affects the person you're talking to. We need each other here. And just in closing, I don't know how much time I have left.
Yeah, you have about 5 minutes, so you're good.
Oh, I got 5 minutes. So we can really talk about this.
Right.
Counseling Enrichment has been around for 25 years. Would you believe that?
Wow.
And a lot of people don't even know that we exist. And our specialty is this kind of thing, that we're working with not the behavior of people, but what's causing the behavior. So a lot of times, the kids who are lonely like this in their homes, they may be a handful. And we need to go and look at that and find out what is really causing this. So that's our specialty at Counseling Enrichment Center. We specialize in trauma and attachment. People say, I'm not traumatized. Well, maybe not. We don't know what happened when we were 2 years old that could affect how we see life today. And that's what we do. It's a whole different thing. And Scott, have I ever talked to you about brain spotting?
No.
Brain spotting is, if you've ever had it, is just plain weird. But what I've just mentioned, the stuff that's happened when we're 0 to 2 is affecting us today, and it's stored in our bodies. And brain spotting, you focus on, it looks like a TV antenna.
Okay.
And nobody on the radio can see me, but I'm putting a in front of your eyes. And as you think about something that's bothering you, your eyes will blink or whatever. And then that's the spot where we go. That's where we're connected, because what's in your eye is connected to this memory. It's weird.
Very weird. Yeah.
It's weird.
Never heard of it.
I know. And you don't have to go through and tell me all of your bad memories and all of the stuff that happened. All we need to do is figure out where it's affecting you in your body, find how it's connected to your eye, and look at my pointer. And all of a sudden, you start feeling much better. I know it's really weird. I had a gal come and talk to me one time, and she was trying to sell me telehealth. And she says, can you show me this stuff? I said, sure. No, she's trying to tell me telehealth. Do you know how much I know about this lady? Absolutely nothing.
Right.
And so I said, sure. So we set it up, just like I said. So where do you feel your stress? And let's look at it right here. And within 10 minutes, she says, my back doesn't hurt. Now, you know my family. When they come every Christmas, my back always hurts. And when they leave, my back is gone. I don't have it. Okay. I said, oh. She says, no, Jackie, my back has been hurting for 20 years. This is what we do at Counseling Enrichment. We can help people through all kinds of trauma that they don't even know about, and it makes them feel better. Even this loneliness stuff, because it could be connected to something else, which makes it much worse.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, yeah.
And it's,
never would have thought of it.
I know, and it's weird. I mean, anybody who's gone through it with us says, that's really weird. I said, yeah, it's really weird, but it works. And it's been around for about 10 years. And I trained all my staff in it because it affects people so deeply. And if you've got some real issues, I mean, like abuse and neglect as a child, and it's still connected to you, this will take care of that in short periods of time. Can't guarantee it'll be 1 or 2 sessions. It could be longer than that. But it'll really, really heal the real you. And so check us out at Counseling Enrichment, the local number, or if you check our webpage, it'll tell you about we have therapists in Grand Island, we have therapists in Valentine, Plainview, Norfolk, all over the state. And that's my dream before I die, is to train people in this kind of stuff. And when one turns 76, that's really getting close to 80.
Yeah.
But it's very important that we teach people how to do this. And so that's been my whole dream at Counseling Enrichment. Just call us, 336-4841 is our local number. And if you check our webpage, you'll get our...
And it's Counseling and...
Enrichment Center. Counseling and Enrichment Center. We have a webpage and a Facebook page. And we're out here to help you and give you hope, because so many people are out there right now, Scott, with no hope that anything is going to be better. It will be.
Right.
It really, really, really will be. So, right.
Good stuff, Jackie. And hopefully we've helped some people today. And
give us a call.
And like I said, just call Counseling and Enrichment Center. As you said, you can do over the phone right now or via Zoom, video conferencing. And then hopefully here down the road, we'll all get somewhat back to normal. And
oh, yeah.
Coming in.
And I don't know if you and I can be normal.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think we're lost cause in that case. So, well, we appreciate you coming in. And yeah, like we said, today, do something for somebody. Call if you got a neighbor in your... somebody in your neighborhood that maybe you think might be alone, just give them a call and say, hey, what's up?
And those friends across the country that you know from wherever, those relatives you haven't talked to for, a 5-minute call, and now on cell phones, it's free.
That's right.
So, but Loneliness is a major, major physical or health risk in this country. And I would never have thought about it. Loneliness is a health risk because of how it affects our bodies.
Right. Jackie, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Hey, it's been fun.
And hopefully we've helped someone or get somebody on the right path. Or like we said, just get a hold of the Counseling and Enrichment Center here in O'Neill and you'll be glad to visit with them.
All righty. Thank you much.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Jackie Meyer from the Counseling and Enrichment Center here in O'Neill.